been able, over the course of his career, to step up at big times, and tonight was no different.
Right. I mean, that's just, I mean, game 7 and 8. He's scored in each one of them. I mean,
yeah. I hope he does it if we have to do another one. You know, but it's, like I said, you know, we're a confident group, and we have guys that have been there before, and guys that step up in the right situations. So we're glad to have them.
Rob, another monster game from Jonathan Quick tonight. How quick is Jonathan Quick?
He's very quick. I think the things that makes him the best is his anticipation for the game. He's got a good read on the game and where it's going. And you know, I don't think every goalie has that. Every goalie has a little bit, but he's, you know, been on top of it. You can't say he hasn't been, and he's. You know, even some of the rebounds that he even lets up, he's on top of before they could even get there. He's aggressive with his stick when they're in close. I mean, he's just, you know, he's out of this world right now.
How much fun was it to play in a game 7?
It is fun. Like I've said many times, if you're any type of competitor, you want to play in those high-pressure situations, and you want to be counted on every time you hop over the boards to do the right thing and to play the right way. And we have a group in here that enjoys that, and I think it's part of the reason we came through.
Last year you guys made it look easy. I know it wasn't easy, but how important is it to go through something like this with what's ahead of you?
I think it's important to learn to win in different ways. It's not something that, you know, just happens. You have to put yourself in that position over the course of time and learn how to accomplish it. And, you know, maybe people thought it looked easy from the outside last season. It's certainly hard to go up 3-0 on any team, but, you know, this year's a little different. We've had to find different ways to win. Down 2-0 in the first series, and then this series, you know, back and forth virtually the entire time until the last 5 minutes of the game. So it's good for this team to learn to win in different ways. That's it.
How much does butterflies before the game with you?
Not really there. You're more excited. It's you know, I've done it before, so it's you know, it's something where you're excited to play. You're not nervous. You just want the game to start. That's the best way I can describe it. You just want it to start so you can do your best.
How opportunistic would you say you guys have been in the entire playoffs? Because you could say that you guys have been outplayed in probably more than half the games, but you found ways to win.
Yeah, sometimes you have to bend but not break. Certainly, I think when you compare to last season, we were more dominating for longer periods of time, and that's fine. But, you know, when I think about this season, this postseason, excuse me, and the way it's gone, you know, sometimes you're not going to have your best effort, but you just still find a way to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and get a big period in, make a big push, you know, whatever it happens to be to get you the win that night. And with the group we have, we always seem to keep it close enough where at least we can make one of those pushes for ourselves and get ourselves a win or a tie or something to kind of build momentum.
And how about 14 straight wins at home, and do you want Detroit because of that?
Well, I think every team would love home ice advantage. That'd be, you know, silly not to think that we wouldn't want that.
Right.
But you're going to have to beat good teams if you want to go all the way. So whoever it is, it is. But, you know, certainly if we could get the home ice advantage, it'd be nice.
How glued will you be on that next game?
Pretty glued.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's important. Just, you know, you get so wrapped up in your own series, it's you take a second to step back, take a look at what the other teams are doing and how they're playing, and you know which guys are on, which guys you might have to get a feel for looking out for, and you know at least we can do it at the comfort of our own homes.
Enjoy, man.